What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle on Money FM 89.3.
We are going to be chatting with Christopher Tan, the CEO of Provident. Before we get to Chris, let me just build up the story a little in case you've just tuned in. I'm going to recap what I talked about a couple of moments ago about CareShield Life news breaking yesterday evening that there's a new national long-term care insurance to provide financial aid to those afflicted with severe disability, and it will be launched in the year 2020. It's called CareShield Life. It's a government-run scheme. It's going to be compulsory, and it will require you between the ages of 30 and 40 to automatically start paying premiums in the year 2020. And that is, of course, if you are between the ages of 30 and 40 from the year 2020. Future cohorts will join at the age of 30. This is a scheme that replaces the optional Elder Shield, which is offered by private insurers. CareShield's scope of coverage will also be wider. The premiums start at $206 a year for men, and women, it's $253 for them aged 30, yeah? And they will make 38 payments until the age of 37. And should disability strike, should care be needed, the policyholder will receive a payout of at least $600 a month as long as care is needed. No cap there. Christopher Tan, he is the CEO of Provident Fund, and he's on the phone with us. Christopher, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Yasmin.
I want to get your thoughts on CareShield Life. What are your key takeaways from the changes, Christopher?
Okay, so when I was looking at some of the recommendations that actually came out, I think the new enhancement is good in that the committee addressed some of the concerns like inclusivity, making sure that everybody in Singapore is well protected against severe disability. Also, the recommendations took care of what is lacking in the current Elder Shield scheme. I think the payout is a bit too low right now at $400 per month. So the new scheme actually increased this for better protection. And of course, with better protection, there will always be concern about the premiums being higher. And so I think the recommendation also took into consideration to make sure that the scheme is affordable. There will be subsidies, permanent subsidies, transitional subsidies, and additional subsidies given to people who might not be able to afford this particular new CareShield Life. And also to make sure that people can afford, 100% of the premium is actually payable by MediSave. I think that's quite good because as long as there is no out-of-pocket cash payment, I think most people should be able to afford this new insurance.
Okay. You know, when it comes to the differences between Elder Shield and CareShield Life, I'm sure there are many, but what are the ones that stand out for you, Christopher?
I think the key difference would be the amount. I think the amount has gone up. That's one key difference. Currently, the Elder Shield pays about $400 just for 6 years. But CareShield Life will now start with paying $600, and it continues to pay your lifetime if one remains severely disabled.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing about Elder Shield is that you can opt out. But if CareShield Life is universal, it's compulsory, you start by being covered at the age of 30. Yeah, so that's another key difference. I think the one big difference that people would be happy with is that the claim process is going to be made a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, if one is severely disabled, they have to go to a separate disability assessor to get themselves assessed to
yes.
make sure they are really severely disabled.
Mm-hmm.
But now with CareShield Life, it won't be necessary. A qualified healthcare professional who has been always providing care to the policyholder can be the qualified assessor. And even the first-time assessment fee is now waived as compared to current Elder Shield. You have to pay, like, I think $150 for the first assessment.
Right. You know, when Elder Shield came out a couple of years ago, it was much celebrated, but now it's kind of morphed into CareShield Life. Why the need for changes now, Christopher?
I think there is a recognition that we all know that the population is fast aging. And I think many people do not realize that severe disability is becoming more prevalent. I think the stats says that, you know, up to 50% or 1 in 2 of Singaporeans when they reach 65 years old, there is a chance after 65 to be severely disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost of long-term care is really expensive. I mean, yes, there are people whom they have personal savings, there are a caregiver that takes care of them, but the cost is really quite scary, and I think insurance do play a role. And the Elder Shield right now might not be enough to take care of that cost.
All right. When it comes to severe disabilities under CareShield Life, would you be able to elaborate on them for us, please?
Okay, so the difference between severe disability and total and permanent disability, which most of us know, is that total permanent disability is when you have the loss of use of both your limbs, arms and legs, you know, and or eyes or alternate of each one of them. And when you are totally permanently disabled, you might not be able to work for a long, long time. But severe disability actually happens when you cannot perform 3 out of 6 of the activities of daily living.
Right.
Some of these activities of daily living would include like washing, toileting, moving around, transferring from the bed to the wheelchair to the bed, and so on and so forth. So once you cannot perform 3 out of 6, well, you know, crudely speaking, it's like, you know, some people call it you've become a vegetable. And you really need somebody to take care of, and that's where CareShield comes in.
Yeah. We're speaking with Christopher Tan, CEO of Provident Fund, one of those consulted in the ElderShield Review Committee, or by the ElderShield Review Committee. I know that, you know, CareShield Life's only going to be kicking in from the year 2020, but, you know, you're an analyst. Perhaps you could help us see. What are the further tweaks you think could be made for CareShield Life, perhaps in the future?
Well, I think currently the new CareShield Life, the payment is still flat, meaning to say that once it is being paid out, it does not adjust for inflation. Yeah, so I think that's the downside. I think looking forward, we can look at providing an option whereby the payout, once it's paid, can be tweaked or can be hedged against inflation. However, of course, with that, policyholders must be prepared to pay a higher premium.
Okay. And, you know, those who are in the existing ElderShield cohort, many of our listeners of Money FM are under that, yeah? What do they have to know about perhaps switching to new CareShield Life?
I think for the existing cohort, when one wants to switch, you are only allowed to switch in 2021. I think there are a few considerations. One is would be premium, because the existing cohort, we have entered the scheme for quite a while already, you know, and by the time CareShield Life is being offered, because you are older and also because you have lesser years to pay premium, because CareShield Life, you pay until age 67. So let's say, for example, you want to join only at, say, 55 years old. You have only about 12 years to pay premium. And so your premiums is shortened, and as a result, your premiums will be higher. So I think that's one point of consideration. The other point of consideration is that you might already be suffering from certain disability and joining CareShield Life would have some difficulty. But I think the key is just to wait for the government to come up with more information, because currently there are no information about the existing cohort joining CareShield Life or switching to CareShield Life. So do wait out for more information from the government before making that decision.
All righty. Well, thank you very much for that analysis and your insights. Christopher Tan, CEO of financial advisory firm Provident, and we wish you a very nice day.